Arizona's 2018 legislative session begins next week. The governor and lawmakers from both parties have their goals. Many want additional funding for certain priorities, while others are looking to cut taxes. And a number of special interest groups and industries have their own aims. As part of getting ready for the session, we're talking with people from some of those groups. And right now, I'm joined by Glenn Hammer, president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. Glenn, let's begin with K-12 funding. Do you and the chamber want more money put toward public schools, and where do you think it comes from?
You know, see, we have long been on record that we need two things, and we need to continue to work on these two areas every year, and that's reform and results. We know no matter what, the resources are going to be limited, so let's use them as wisely as possible. But we also know that we do need to get more money into the system, and it doesn't always get reported, in my opinion, the way it needs to, but as a state, I believe we put more new money into our system than any other state, about $3.5 billion when it's all told over a 10-year period. We've also done very smart reforms. We're putting money into schools that work, and with an additional amount for schools in low-income communities that, generally speaking, have wait lists and are doing an excellent job of educating Arizona's kids. One final point on this that sometimes gets lost is we are making more progress in terms of academic gains, according to the nation's report card, than any other state in the country. We have a lot of work to do, but we are making real progress and continuous progress in education.
Glenn, one category that comes to mind with the universities, but business more generally, technology and innovation. Obviously, that's important with what you do. Some lawmakers have been criticized for not having enough of a vision when it comes to that.
Oh, well, this legislature, and this has been an area that has really, the governor has done a tremendous amount leading on. A number of years ago when I worked on Capitol Hill for Senator Kyle, when he entered the Senate, the internet was sort of coming of age. And he said to his staff, we've got to modernize and make sure the law keeps pace with technology. Governor Ducey has taken a very similar type of philosophy to his governing. When you take a look at one of the first actions he did to make sure that we were an Uber-friendly state, you take a look at what he's done for things like crowdfunding. You look at the types of things he's done for room sharing and even for things like making sure that our craft breweries could properly expand. And by the way, that was probably the most enjoyable bill signing ever at Four Peaks.
At this point, does the state make enough of an investment in the things you think are important, realizing that there's a tight budget, that having a structurally balanced budget is always a challenge here?
There are areas where we're going to look for additional investments, and education is one of those areas. Now, we're not like the federal government. We can't just print money. We have to do it within the confines of a balanced budget. But last year, and this is even after Proposition 123 passed that put all this new money into our K-12 system, the governor put together a program of a number of different educational initiatives that I believe totaled over $100 million on K-12 of new money. And that's not counting the $1 billion plus university bonding package, which we strongly supported. And that's more of the good news. I mean, I'm very excited about where our universities are going. I mean, ASU, having a three-peat for three straight years, being the most innovative university in America. You know, if you want number two or three, go to MIT or Stanford. You want number one, come to Arizona State. I mean, there's a lot of good things going on across the board.
So what are the chamber's priorities?
One thing I did also want to mention on the technology side, the New York Times wrote a very important story about 3 or 4 weeks ago on how Arizona's become the place when it comes to driverless cars, which is about as hot as anything in technology. That's really important because that contrasted the environment that our governor or legislature have here in terms of making it a regulatory-friendly state, safe, but a regulatory-friendly state for emerging technologies. So, Steve, you know, our priorities are, first of all, we want to make sure that we continue to move forward as a state. We are going to have to make sure that we continue to make smart additional investments in our K-12 system. Career and technical education will certainly be part of that. We want to make sure that any sort of tax conformity bill does the most possible good in terms of enhancing the benefits of the federal tax bill, which I believe we were probably the most vocal group business group in the state in terms of promoting. So I'd say that those are two big things. We'll also work on other things on the federal level. We want to see a permanent solution like now when it comes to the Dreamers on DACA. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that with all this great momentum, we want to see permanent 3-4% growth on the federal level, that something dumb doesn't happen on trade.
Glenn, let's finish with a question about NAFTA, though it's not specifically related to the legislative session. How important is it to you and the chamber that NAFTA be updated, as opposed to perhaps being thrown away completely, as some are afraid the Trump administration might do?
If you look at what NAFTA has meant to Arizona, it's meant that we've been one of the fastest growing states in the country. We're now a larger state than Massachusetts. We're the 14th largest state. We just passed 7 million people. NAFTA is part of the reason why. 40% of our exports go to Mexico. This is one where if NAFTA were to be eliminated, I love talking about all the good things that are happening because of the federal tax bill, we would start experiencing some really negative things in key areas, tourism being one. So for us, this is not a nice to have, it's a must have.
Glenn Hammer is president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. Glenn, thanks for helping us preview the legislative session and more.
Thank you.